Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be talking about the film Julie and Julia. Nora Ephron has enjoyed a good deal of success as a director and screenwriter with romantic comedies like You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. She occasionally came up with a clinker such as I Married a Witch, but here she is with one of her good ones, Julie and Julia. She hit on an ingenious idea in combining two books, My Life in Paris by Julia Childs and Alex Pradom, and Julie and Julia by Julie Powell. Ephron has combined these two sources into what amounts to two movies in one. Ephron bounces us back and forth between the story of Julia Child's life in the 1950s and her road to becoming the U.S. doyen of dining, and that of Julie Powers, her acknowledged disciple. The Child stories begins in post-war Paris, where Julia's husband, Paul, is a diplomat. In this pre-feminist world, there isn't much opportunity for women, and Julia longs for some means of self-fulfillment. What does she love most? Well, it's Paris, the self-defined culinary capital of the world, and she loves the food. She manages to get enrolled as the only woman in a chef's program and discovers she has talent for the work. The film then chronicles her career as she and two French women decide to write a cookbook, The Art of French Cooking, and then to her fame as a television celebrity chef. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they say in Westerns, we get a story set in the present. Julie Powell has a dead-end job, spending her days in a cube taking phone calls. She and her husband, Eric, live in a grubby apartment over a pizza shop. Her gal pals have executive positions and spend their days closing million-dollar deals. So, like Julia, Julie longs for some way she can accomplish something more. But she stumbles across the Julia Child's cookbook and decides she'll cook each of the 500-some recipes over 1 year. Eric suggests she start a blog describing her experience. She's a wannabe writer anyway, so she starts blogging, and wonder of wonders, attracts an audience, a big one. And so it goes as we bounce back and forth between the 50s and the present. Gifted actress Meryl Streep turns in one of her best performances as Childs. Do I smell Academy Award nominations here? She somehow gets that distinctive Childs voice that many of us remember from her television program. And the film works out the frustrations of Julia and her husband, Paul, during those times in the 1950s. From Childs facing down the woman who tries to keep her out of the all-male chef's program, to Paul's brush with Senator McCarthy when he's brought back to Washington to be quizzed on whether he's a communist or not, or a homosexual. Julie's story is equally engaging. Miss All Universe cuteness Amy Adams does a fine ingenue stint in the role. There's some good comedy and quiet drama as she tries the recipes. Can she put live lobsters in boiling water as one of them calls for? And what if they want out? What happens when her boss catches her taking a day of sick leave to prepare a dinner for an important journalist who never shows anyway? Can she stand the pressure and frustration of putting together one or two of these complicated recipes every evening and still maintain her relationship with her husband? Julie and Julia is a feel-good film, but Ephron's skill in combining the parallel stories with the parallel lives of these two women makes it rise above the romantic comedy genre. Julia and Julie have surprisingly similar life experiences on their way to self-actualization and authorhood. While the film makes us feel good about their success, it also makes a statement on how bright and determined women can overcome the obstacles that society puts in front of them. It's a women's film, but I think ladies can take their husbands or significant others and be confident they'll like it too. But beware, this film is perilous for Weight Watchers. Watching all that yummy food being prepared and eaten is sure to inspire a serious case of the munchies. The film has a few warts. The husbands are unbelievably, well, nice. Way too nice to believe. And maybe Ephron works a little too hard to idealize her characters. But these are minor complaints, and Julia and Julia gets 4 stars out of 5 from me.